Metrorail stations will close days ahead of the inauguration. I'm Michelle Bash.
Getting around the district will be tougher as security increases on Neil Augenstein.
A bright light shining on extremist and law enforcement thanks to the Capitol riot. I'm J.J. Green.
Good morning. Welcome in. 3 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. President Trump becomes the first president in U.S. history to be impeached twice. 10 Republicans joined Democrats in the House vote, including GOP Congressman Dan Newhouse from Washington.
The president took an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Last week, there was a domestic threat at the door of the Capitol, and he did nothing to stop it.
CBS's Major Garrett with more on that bipartisan House vote.
10 House Republicans were there. 4 House Republicans didn't have an opinion one way or the other. That's sort of astonishing. But why those 10 House Republicans? They saw what the nation saw and said, I simply cannot stand with President Trump, as all of them did for the first impeachment. And you sort of think, well, the shorthand is there's a pro-impeachment House Republican conference and an anti-impeachment. No, there's also another conference here in Washington among Republicans. It's the just get through until inauguration conference, and it's led by Mitch McConnell, trying to create stability and get the president to do the right things to create an atmosphere for stability.
Law enforcement agencies are rounding up suspects from the Capitol attack while chasing down new threats, going through online posts and using street surveillance. CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
A large number of weapons and explosives were found around the Capitol last week, and the question that investigators are trying to answer is, were they going to be used as part of some coordinated plot? FBI Director Christopher Wray held a conference call with police agencies across the country, reminding them to remain vigilant as they face a number of potential threats.
Many states have beefed up security around their state capitals ahead of the inauguration. A member of the Houston Police Department is taken off the job after it was determined that he attended last week's Capitol Hill rally. Police Chief Art Acevedo says the employee was on his own time and had a First Amendment right to attend the rally.
But this individual has been determined to actually have been penetrated the Capitol, and that person was been placed off administrative leave.
The man in question has a hearing with the police chief on Friday. People lined up outside the new coronavirus vaccination supersite at a Disneyland parking lot in Anaheim, California. And big sites are appearing in other states as well. CBS's Chris Martinez.
In Arizona, which leads the nation in per capita COVID cases and hospitalizations, officials set up a 24/7 vaccination site at State Farm Stadium. It comes as the Trump administration announced it is releasing all of the vaccine supply instead of holding back second doses.
More than 4,300 people in the U.S. died from COVID-19 on Wednesday. This is CBS News.
WTOP at 3:03. Good Thursday morning, 14th of January, 2021. We're looking at a partly to mostly sunny Thursday. A nice day, spring-like once again. 55, the expected high. 30 degrees you're waking up to right now. Dean Lane, thanks for taking us along for your Thursday morning ride. Topping the news as we do head into this day together. Metro will close 13 rail stations at least and detour more than 24 Metro bus routes in advance of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration next week. All of this starting later this week.
11 Metro rail stations will close on Friday, including Union Station, L'Enfant Plaza, and Arlington Cemetery. 2 more, Metro Center and Gallery Place, will close on Saturday. All 13 stations will stay closed through Thursday of next week. All trains will run on a Saturday schedule during that period and will pass through the closed stations without stopping. 26 Metro bus routes will be detoured around restricted areas. You can read all the details at WTOP.com. By the way, a spokesperson tells WTOP, Metro is not printing any commemorative smart trip cards for President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. Michelle Bash, WTOP News.
D.C.'s mayor says that as security tightens for the planned inauguration, you can expect to see changes even now.
Road closures and security precautions will continue to increase.
Avoid our central business district and only travel to the central business district if you have essential business.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, Airbnb has announced it's canceling and blocking reservations in the D.C. area during inauguration week. The mayor says hotels downtown are concerned.
Those that are in the perimeter will have some access concerns. There are some safety concerns for their personnel as well.
The mayor says this is inconvenient for residents and businesses, but it's important to secure these parts of the city. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
WTOP at 3:05. Police officers were involved in the rioting at the Capitol. While some are shocked to hear that, some expected it, as we hear this morning from WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green.
One of those people is Mike German.
We've long known that there are police officers and agents within the federal law enforcement system that associate with or interact with or promote white supremacy and far-right militancy.
German is a former FBI agent who was undercover in extremist groups. And if you're surprised by what he's already said, listen to this.
It's not just that white supremacists might join police departments, but that people in police departments might join white supremacist organizations.
And he says they bring a big advantage to domestic terror groups.
These people have training that ISIS and Al-Qaeda could only dream of.
J.J. Green, WTOP News.
Two off-duty police officers have been charged this week in federal court for their involvement in the U.S. Capitol riots last week. Jacob Fracker and Thomas Robertson were charged this week with knowingly entering a restricted building, violent entry, and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. The Rocky Mount, Virginia officers were arrested this week on Wednesday. Fracker and Robertson were allegedly photographed in the building on that day, the Capitol building, making an obscene gesture in front of the John Stark statue. 306, a young girl in Montana, meantime, wanted to send her get-well wishes to a D.C. officer after seeing him injured during the attacks on the U.S. Capitol.
When her 10-year-old daughter Emma saw television footage of a police officer being injured at the U.S. Capitol, Jonna Jablonski of Billings, Montana, said she immediately reacted.
She just kept asking, why are they hurting him? He's not doing anything wrong.
Emma said she wanted to reach out to the officer and
I want to know if he's okay.
So Jonna got to work and got in touch with D.C. police, who identified the officer as Daniel Hodges. She even got to talk to him on a Zoom call.
She said, that made me so happy seeing him.
Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
Up ahead this half hour on WTOP.
The school systems wait for COVID vaccine. I'm Dick Oliano.
WTOP at 3:07.
You've worked hard. You've earned a life that you can call your own. Retirement worries shouldn't get in the way. But many Americans like you are finding that retiring on a fixed income is harder than they expected. Fortunately, there are benefits programs that can help. Visit benefitscheckup.org to see if you're among the millions of people eligible for thousands of dollars in benefits to help you age well, so you can focus on what's really important. Benefits Checkup. You've earned this.
You're with Dean Lane on WTOP.
It's easier than you think for pests to threaten your family's health. Ticks, which